Amen. We're thankful to see you this morning. Good to see each one of you, and pray that the Lord just bless us as we come together this morning. And if you have your Bibles this morning, the book of Psalms, chapter number 23, something that is very familiar to most all of us, I'm sure. But we want to read that this morning and just say a few things by way of encouragement, and pray that God will help us, and pray for your pastor. You might not realize this, but when we sit and we read and we study and we pray and we try to get the direction, and God, where would you have us to go? And then you get some things. We got the men's fellowship in the morning, and then I'm supposed to speak this weekend in Tennessee, and a lot of things going on. And God, just give us direction. Help us to know what to do. I've learned. God, I'll just be honest with you. Amen. You know, sometimes we as preachers, or me as a preacher anyway, I've come up here and I've had a word to preach, and I thought that, this is going to be good. Because it was good to me. This is just going to preach. And we get here and we start, and it just, it's like the wheels come off. I mean, it just gets like we're just pulling teeth. It just don't seem to work. And then there's some times where I think that, well, this is going to be, I don't know how this is going to come out and over, and just flows and goes. You know, but in every situation, because I'll be honest, there's some times where some of the sermons and things that I've preached, and I thought, buddy, that was a flop. That was a dud. But I've had some folks who come up to me and tell me, said, brother, I'm going to tell you something. God knew I needed that. Amen. Amen. You know what? It's not all about us. It's not certainly not about me. It's about Him. And this morning, I want to encourage you with this. In Psalms chapter number 23, it says, beginning in verse number 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning again for your word. Thank you for these that have come. And we just ask you to help us now, that we might be an able minister of the word of God, speak to our hearts, touch us. And Father, you know the things that we need this morning, and I pray that you'd minister to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The psalm here is very personal and a very tender psalm in its tone. And some have even said that it sounds like a lyric. And as it references the shepherd's life, it is what we call a pastoral psalm. Amen. And in its simplicity, it sets forth for us a very weighted theme. The simplicity of this psalm, and we hear it a lot. It may be one of the most printed psalms that we find hanging on walls and places. But when we read it, amen, the message of it is this. Amen, if we put it into a nutshell, that feeble man that we are, the person, the people that we are, in all of our feebleness, we can have constant companionship with the mighty, everlasting God. Amen. Man can. We can have that companionship and that relationship with God. Amen. That's the whole of this psalm, and it speaks of that. Now, the psalmist was not unfamiliar with the shepherd's life. He knew what it was to be a shepherd. He had fed his father's sheep in the mountains there around about Bethlehem. And often he had been with them in the solitary places, and just him and the sheep. And he would have to take all of the care and the safety and everything that he had done. He was a companion with and to the sheep. He went in and he was their safety at night. He fought the bear and the lion for their protection. He was with them. Amen. And it made me think about what Jesus has done for us. The Bible said that what did he do? He became flesh. Amen. He came down here to take part of our old flesh, to see, to walk, and to live as we walk. Amen. And to be among us, to know what it was like to be a mankind. He came to kill the old bear and the old lion that looks to steal, kill, and destroy mankind. Jesus came. He left heaven, left the glory of heaven to come down in the midst of these struggles in this life, and he took upon himself our sins, my sin, and he did everything that was needed for my safety, for my deliverance, for my salvation. David, as a shepherd, did everything for the welfare of the sheep. Amen. Those were his father's sheep. He was more than just a hireling. They were precious, and he took care of them, and he did whatever that he could. Can I tell you this morning that Jesus has come to us, and amen, he has took good care of us. He has given his life for the sheep. He has given his life for the sheep. He's done all this for us. Verse 3 here speaks of, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He restoreth my soul, soul and spirit. And animals, they can lose spirit just by exhaustion. They just give out. I mean, they can get exhausted and they're just unable to go. They don't have any energy. They have to have rest. They have to have some nourishment or they cannot go. Amen. For man, our soul, what causes us exhaustion, what causes us to not be able to go, is we lose our spirit by sin. Sin comes in and it causes a separation between man and God. And it's hard for us to go. It's a burden that we carry. I'm thankful that Jesus said that we can go and we can confess our sins. And he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But it is a burden. And so he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Paths of righteousness. Not only a right course, but he leads us in a way which ends in righteousness and safety. Amen. God leads us along. God leads his dear children along. Amen. Sometimes we do have to walk through the fire and some through the water. But amen. But if we've been through the blood, amen, God, amen, is able to keep us. And verse number 4, boy, we've heard this a lot. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comforteth me. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The deep ravines with the overhanging rocks and trees. You've been probably in some of these places, naturally speaking, where the growth was so much that even in the midday, there was a darkness to it because the sun just couldn't get there. And this was the place, those overhanging rocks and the precipice and the different things and the places. And you know what? We're prone to wander. And those sheep were prone to wander. And many sheep has been seen. Somebody's witnessed the shepherd reaching out with a crook and pulling him back from the edge of the cliff, pulling him back to a safe place. And I thought about us. I thought about my life. How many times has God, in his mercy and grace, took, as it were, the old shepherd's stick and reached out, amen, when I was going yonder way, and amen, he just reached out and he caught me, and he wouldn't let me go any further, and he brought me back to a place of safety. He delivered me, and sometimes he delivered me when I didn't even know I was in trouble. Amen. There's been times in my life that I knew. Oh, and I've cried out to God and I prayed, God help me. But how many times has God kept us that we're just unaware? How many things could have been, amen, that never was because of the very mercies of God. Amen. God reaching out and keeping us and pulling us back. And amen. And I wonder in my own life, amen, in your life, how many times has God caught us and pulled us back? Amen. To bring us and to keep us at that place of safety. He said in verse 5, thou preparest a table. We set a table. What we do when we set the table, we set everything in order. Set everything in its place. And he said, he prepares the table before me. And he said, my cup runneth over. Literally, my cup is abundance. Amen. My cup is abundance. It runneth over with the good things, with the blessings of God. Now, I know I'm not any different than you from the standpoint of, and or maybe I am different. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe don't none of you ever have any of this problem and get, we'll just call it the mully grubs. If we're not careful, we'll get to feeling sorry for ourselves. And when we get to feeling sorry for ourselves, the whole world is against us. And everything, if it can happen, it's going to happen to me. I mean, I know ain't none of y'all ever said, you know. And we get to feeling that way. And amen, all the time, God's been blessing us. Amen, we still got up that morning. And amen, we had a good breakfast. And we're able to get about and go. But listen, we get there and we forget when some things happen. Because listen, while circumstances don't change God, they do. They do have an effect on us.
Amen,
amen, they do. Amen. They have an effect upon us. But he said that my cup runneth over. And amen. If God did not bless me with another blessing, he's been good to me.
Amen.
He's been good to me. And he says in verse number 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I tell you what, walking with God, and we mentioned this morning when we started, amen, we opened and we said there in the Old Testament, it said about Noah that said he walked with God. And we also find that it says of Enoch that he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And here it talks about walking with God. Amen. Following God. That being God is my shepherd. Amen. And so he says in this context, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now this word follow, by definition, it has to do with a pursuit. And it's used many times of like when they were pursuing an enemy. But here, the psalmist used it as goodness and mercy was pursuing him. Why was it pursuing him? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Because the Lord was his shepherd. Amen. And I thought about that because I don't know about y'all, but you know, there's been times in my life where I've been going down the path and I look back and something's following. Amen. You know, I'm trying to go hunting, get out of the yard, and I got a little puppy dog up there that's wanting to follow me and I'm trying to run it back to the house. But amen, it's a coming. You know, I have been off hunting before and think, okay, I have slipped off and I've made it to the back over and I'm going hunting and I'm hunting. But you know what that dog's done? That dog done picked up the idea that, hey, he left. And it has no problem sticking its nose to the ground and going to where I am. And I'm all set up and I'm ready to go. And next thing I know, look around and there comes the dog. Woo! It's followed me. Listen, I didn't know it, but it was pursuing me. And the psalmist said, because of God is my shepherd, because being in, amen, God's family, he said, I look around. And he said, I didn't even know it, but he said, goodness and mercy was been pursuing me. And amen, every once in a while, some of it overtakes me. I get a little bucket full of God's goodness and mercy poured out on me, and I wasn't even expecting it because I didn't even see it coming. But amen, it came. But it came. Because goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I mean, what a psalm, what a thought, what a word that we get from God. And amen. That was just my little overview. Now I'm going to start preaching. But it won't be real long. Because this morning, what I really want us to see is our sufficiency is of God. Our sufficiency is of God. The great name, Jehovah. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Is God your shepherd this morning? Have you made Him your all in all? Is Jesus Lord in your heart and your life? I mean, the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd." The great name of God. You see, back when the children of Israel were in Egypt, they had thousands of gods, but they didn't have no Jehovah. Amen. They didn't have a living God. They didn't have somebody that was alive. Amen. It was all idols, and they called many names and done many things. But amen, they didn't have Jehovah. And the Bible says and tells us, amen, that there is one God. Amen. And besides Him, there is none other. It's the God that said in the beginning, "Let there be light," and there was light. Amen. He called this world into existence from things that did not exist. Amen. And He made everything that we see, heaven and earth, the sun, moon, and stars. He created all these things. And the psalmist said, "That's my God." Amen. That's Him. That's Him. My sufficiency is in Him, the great name of God. And we have a great God this morning. And our sufficiency is of Him. Our hope is not in ourselves. It's not in, amen, our good deeds, our good works. Now, if you're a Christian this morning, the Bible tells us that God has created us unto good works. But, amen, He's created us to do good works. But, amen, it's not our good works that saves us. We're saved by the grace of God. Amen. We see the great name, Jehovah. And we see, here in this psalm, we see, secondly, we see a great faith. Because the psalmist said, "He's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. He's mine." Oh, and I've mentioned this before. You could read this psalm and you could say, "The Lord is Chris's shepherd. Chris shall not want." Amen. "He maketh Chris to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth Chris beside the still waters." And see, you could take and go all the way down through this psalm. You could insert your name because it's a personal thing. It's a personal thing, and that's what he's saying here, a great faith. He said, "He's my shepherd." It's not that he belongs to somebody else that's got some claim on him and I can't get to him. He's my shepherd. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 and 6, "Without faith it is impossible to please God." Amen. "For we must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Amen. The psalmist knew, David knew, that boy, in God, everything that he needed, amen, he had it. He trusted God. He believed God. He put his faith in God. And that's what God calls for us to do, is to put our faith, our trust, and our confidence in Him. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. It's about Him. It's about what He's done. Amen. A great faith. Amen. My shepherd. God is able to do. Amen. I know in whom I have believed. Amen. And know that He is able. Amen. To keep that which I have committed unto Him against. Amen. That day. Amen. A great faith. And thirdly, there is a great sufficiency. Because listen to what he said. He said, "I shall not want." I shall not want. For us, and if we're honest, Boy, life for us is filled with all kinds of appetites. Amen. We got a good appetite for food. Most of us anyway. Amen. Some of us could stand to eat a few more chicken legs or something, but a few of us, we have a good appetite. But listen, it's not just food. That's not where it ends. We have an appetite for all kinds of things in this world. We need to do as Paul did, because Paul said that I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be therewith be content. Amen. David here said that the Lord is my shepherd, and because of that, for no other reason, he said, I shall not want. Sufficiency. He recognized that his sufficiency was in God. David's contentment arose from finding that God was sufficient in all things. Amen. And amen, we can be content if we can learn and know that God is still sufficient in all things. Because see, He's more than the manna that comes down that we eat. More than the food, more than even the streams that run in the wilderness. Amen, He's God. His sufficiency goes beyond all of our thoughts and our feelings and our hope. He's all sufficient. He is all I need. He's all I need. We think about the sufficiency and we think about what the Bible tells us in the New Testament of the rich man and Lazarus as the rich man. He had sufficiency for this life, but he was insufficient for the life to come. The poor beggar, he lay begging for just some crumbs. But he was set up for the life to come. He had a sufficiency in God that the rich man knew nothing of. And when they both died, amen, it says that the rich man was buried. And amen, but it said that the angels came down, amen, to old Lazarus the beggar. And amen, they carried him home. This morning, what are we lacking? Why are we lacking? Many folks may try to blame their lack or their perceived lack on God, but amen, it's not God's fault. God is all sufficient. I believe the question this morning is, have you and I, have we availed ourselves of the provision of the shepherd? Can we say with the psalmist this morning and our heart be encouraged that, amen, as he said in the, as he began the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's mine. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I pray this morning that you can say with the psalmist that the Lord is your shepherd. And I shall not want. I know His sufficiency. I know His mercy. I know His grace. And I know what He will do for me. I know what He's done in the past. And amen, I trust Him. I believe Him with all of my heart. And I give Him my life, my everything, my all. Because I know that He is sufficient in all things. My salvation, my life, amen, I give to Him. The Lord is my shepherd. I pray that each and every one of us can say that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. As we stand this morning to sing, if you have a need this morning while we sing, I pray you'd come. If you have a need, you come.